Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is June 22, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Anchorage adds custody and staking for Dapper Labs Flow token. Solana-based Pyth Network adds institutional crypto exchange LMAX as data provider. MoonPay takes sizable stake in crypto banking provider BCB Group. Visa, PayPal join crypto VC Blockchain Capital's new $300 million fund. Bitcoin price drops below $30,000 for the first time since January. Stronghold Digital Mining raises $105 million to turn waste coal into Bitcoin. Analysts divided on Bitcoin's price prospects as $30,000 beckons. Now let's get started. Anchorage adds custody and staking for Dapper Labs Flow token. Anchorage President Diogo Monica said the token was added following massive demand from its institutional clients. Regulated crypto bank Anchorage Digital said Tuesday it will provide custody and staking support for Flow, the native token of the Flow blockchain. According to Anchorage President Diogo Monica, the firm's decision to support Flow was based on massive demand from its institutional clients, who are not only interested in investing in Flow, but also in products being built on the network. The Flow blockchain was developed in 2019 by Dapper Labs, the company behind the ultra-successful non-fungible token, NFT, platform NBA Top Shot. After running into congestion on Ethereum with its first NFT hit, CryptoKitties, the firm decided to build its own blockchain. To date, NBA Top Shot has been pretty much the only game in town on Flow, though other projects are starting to emerge. Monica said support from a federally chartered crypto bank like Anchorage offers protocols like Flow legitimacy in the crowded market, as well as other more tangible benefits. There is a lot of other value added here that doesn't quite come through to the public at large but that exists from us participating in liquidity, providing lending services, providing stable infrastructure, auditing, all these other things, Monica said. Solana-based Pyth Network adds institutional crypto exchange LMAX as data provider. LMAX will provide foreign exchange and crypto trading data. Institutional exchange operator LMAX Group will provide foreign exchange and cryptocurrency trading data to the Solana-based Pyth Network. LMAX Digital, which has recorded over $6.6 billion in cryptocurrency trading in one day, is the first exchange to join Pyth, a decentralized financial market data distribution network built on the superfast Solana blockchain, which is backed by FTX chief Sam Bankman-Fried and Chicago-based Jump Trading, among others. Automated digital contracts that run on blockchains obtain financial data from Oracle services, which send data from an outside source to a blockchain network. They do so arguably in a more democratized manner than traditional finance does. In some respects, Pyth overlaps with Chainlink, the oracle for decentralized finance, DeFi, contracts on the Ethereum network. But Pyth is designed more for high-speed, institutional trading. If you look ahead, DeFi, which is currently a scientific experiment, means putting balance sheets up on the blockchain and putting assets to work and earning interest on them, LMAX Group CEO David Mercer told CoinDesk in an interview, adding, "Once you accept that people will expect to earn interest, and to stake products on a second-by-second, minute-by-minute basis, then the key question is how do you value this stuff?" LMAX joins market-making giant GTS, which recently began providing data to Pyth. Mercer said a number of other big players are in the pipeline to offer data. MoonPay takes sizable stake in crypto banking provider BCB Group. Terms of the deal between the two London-based firms were not disclosed. Cryptocurrency payments app MoonPay has entered into a strategic partnership with BCB Group, a business-to-business provider of banking rails to crypto companies. The partnership involves MoonPay acquiring a sizable stake in BCB Group, the company said, stressing the arrangement does not fall within the category of M&A. Details of the deal between the two London-based firms were not disclosed. Maintaining reputable and reliable banking relationships remains one of the big challenges facing crypto businesses. BCB Group, which has banking arrangements with UK-based ClearBank, provides accounts and payments processing for the likes of Bitstamp, Coinbase, Galaxy, Gemini, Huobi and Kraken. MoonPay provides an API that takes care of various Know Your Customer and anti-fraud requirements for retail-facing businesses, creating crypto-to-fiat on- and off-ramps for 80 or so cryptocurrencies around the globe. In March of this year, MoonPay hired former Coinbase UK CEO Zeeshan Faraz as its chief growth officer. The two companies combined are actually a force to be reckoned with, Faraz told CoinDesk in an interview, adding, MoonPay does that last mile of everything a business needs, and BCB sits behind that in terms of the payments and banking rails. Bringing the two businesses closer together, we could align a growth strategy that naturally benefits both businesses. BCB will continue to focus on the heavy lifting of banking infrastructure, while MoonPay brings expertise in highly scalable crypto-native payments processing, said BCB Group CEO Oliver von Landsberg-Sadie. We're specialists on the business-to-business side, and they're specialists in business-to-consumer, Landsberg-Sadie said in an interview. But the depth of infrastructure that we're both building is so closely aligned that we're now able to service that full B2B2C chain together. Visa, PayPal join crypto VC blockchain capital's new $300 million fund. PayPal said it's the first time the company has invested as an LP in a fund focused on blockchain and digital assets. PayPal and Visa are chasing bets across the crypto industry as partners in Blockchain Capital's fifth venture fund, a $300 million war chest announced Tuesday. The increasingly crypto-savvy companies are relative newcomers to crypto VC. While both have invested directly in a handful of crypto startups, joining as limited partners, LPs, means an outside manager will place broader equity investments on their behalf. PayPal confirmed to CoinDesk this is its first such arrangement with a crypto VC firm. Blockchain Capital is one of older and larger crypto-native venture capital firms with over $1.5 billion under management, general partner Spencer Bogart told CoinDesk. He said the firm's fifth fund also received backing from pension funds and university endowments but declined to name additional LPs. By Bogart's telling, the payments giants are hungry for bolder investment opportunities across an industry they believe in but need the help of a field guide to fully navigate. There's nothing better than walking an early-stage startup into the likes of a Visa or PayPal and helping them secure a commercial agreement, and helping make sure that on Visa and PayPal's side, they have solutions for the products that they want to launch, he said. Bogart said the LP route gives these firms indirect equity upside while also getting an early read on startups for partnership deals. PayPal also sees it that way. Investing in Blockchain Capital's new fund allows us to engage with and learn from entrepreneurs driving the future of digital currencies and blockchain, PayPal crypto lead Jose Fernandez da Ponte said in a statement. Blockchain Capital is looking to scatter this $300 million in early-stage gems, not exactly the Coinbases and the Krakens of the world just yet, said Bogart. It began deploying capital over 12 months ago, but most of its new fund is waiting. Coinbase, Kraken, Anchorage and OpenSea are previous Blockchain Capital investments. The new fund is maintaining a focus on crypto infrastructure plays like startups building to support decentralized finance, DeFi, and non-fungible tokens, NFTs, while avoiding the assets themselves, Bogart said. Blockchain Capital's fourth fund, announced in March 2018, clocked in at $150 million. Bitcoin price drops below $30,000 for the first time since January. The decline brings the year-to-date gain down to just 3%. According to CoinDesk 20 data, Bitcoin dipped below the long-held support at $30,000 on Tuesday, hitting the lowest level since January 28. The cryptocurrency traded at $29,700 shortly before press time, bringing the year-to-date gain down to just 3%, according to CoinDesk 20 data. The drop comes a day after the People's Bank of China ordered the country's major financial institutions to stop facilitating crypto transactions and signals an end of the four-week-long consolidation between $30,000 and $40,000. The market looks south with demand-side pressures weakening in the wake of regulatory fears and the Federal Reserve's recent hawkish tilt, analysts told CoinDesk. There's no direct evidence showing people in China are buying the BTC dip. As shown in the Chi Next Tether, USDT, OTC index, the value hovered at 99 for the last few weeks in June, which shows a slight discount in trading USDT, Matthew Lam, an analyst at crypto exchange OKEX, said. There is little evidence of dip demand. People are still sidelined, Amberfund said in a Telegram chat. Bitcoin price drop. Bitcoin peaked above $64,000 in mid-April and fell by 35% in May on the back of concerns regarding the negative environmental impact of cryptocurrency mining and renewed regulatory crackdown in China. Last week, the Federal Reserve unexpectedly brought forward the timing of the first interest rate hike to 2023, adding to bearish pressures around the cryptocurrency. While Bitcoin is down 8% on a 24-hour basis, other major coins like Ether, XRP, and Cardano are nursing 10% to 20% losses. Dogecoin, the joke cryptocurrency, is trading 25% lower. As such, Bitcoin's dominance rate, or the top cryptocurrency's share in the total market, has hit one-month highs above 47%, per data source TradingView. Matthew Dibb, COO, and co-founder of Stack Funds, foresees a further rise in Bitcoin's dominance rate. I personally think the best trade right now for crypto, regardless of direction, is long Bitcoin dominance or short alternative cryptocurrencies against Bitcoin, Dibb told CoinDesk. If the market falls, Bitcoin should fall less than altcoins. We are seeing that recently, Dibb said. If the sentiment recovers, Bitcoin will go up more than altcoins. Stronghold Digital Mining raises $105 million to turn waste coal into Bitcoin. The mining firm has a power plant in remote Kennerdell, PA. Using an alternative energy source grouped with hydropower and environmental impact. The fight for clean energy-powered cryptocurrency mining moved forward Tuesday as Stronghold Digital Mining, a digital asset miner powered by alternative energy, announced a $105 million funding round. The raise comes from two private placements of equity securities, with investors being granted registration rights that require a future public listing, Stronghold told CoinDesk. Investors include MG Capital, various family offices and Greg Beard, a former senior partner at private equity firm Apollo Global Management. Beard is listed as Stronghold's co-chairman and CEO. The Pennsylvania company converts waste coal, a material left over from coal mining, into power used to mine Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Defined as a Tier 2 alternative energy source by state regulators, waste coal is equivalent to hydropower in its environmental impact. The company estimates that for each Bitcoin mined, 200 tons of waste coal is eliminated. A negative impact on the environment has long been a criticism of Bitcoin mining, with good reason, Beard said in a statement, adding, our ownership of the scrubgrass plant, in Kennerdell, PA, combined with the environmental benefits which accrue to the region allow us to mine Bitcoin at what we believe to be some of the lowest costs in the industry while making a transformational contribution to the environment. The company describes itself as a vertically integrated miner, meaning that in addition to owning its own mining hardware, it also owns a power plant. The setup, minus the waste coal, is reminiscent of mining firm Greenwich Generation in neighboring New York State. The Bitcoin mining industry's carbon footprint has come under increased public scrutiny in recent months. In mid-May, Elon Musk announced his company, Tesla, would no longer accept Bitcoin as a payment method citing environmental concerns. Musk later said Tesla would resume payments once the mining industry reached 50% clean energy usage. Earlier this month, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMAS, publicly criticized Bitcoin for its negative environmental impact. In promoting itself as an ESG-friendly mining firm, Stronghold seeks to at least complicate the narrative around Bitcoin's environmental cost. Coal waste fires have been wreaking havoc in my home state of Pennsylvania for the last 100 years, Stronghold co-chairman Bill Spence said in a statement, adding, simply put, we employ 21st-century crypto mining techniques to remediate the impacts of 19th and 20th-century coal mining in some of the most environmentally neglected regions of the United States. Analysts divided on Bitcoin's price prospects as $30,000 beckons. Some see that level holding, while others say further declines are likely. As Bitcoin nears support at $30,000, analysts are divided on what happens next. Some see that level holding and a return toward $40,000. Others point to weak demand, and say further declines are likely. We believe that there is not much downside in the short term as we trade near the bottom end of the $30,000 to $42,000 trading range, Delta Exchange CEO Pankaj Balani said. In the short term, the macro environment does not look weak, with broader markets continuing to rally and U.S. tech stocks posting all-time weekly highs. The S&P 500, Wall Street's benchmark equity index, rose 1.4% on Monday, signaling a re-evaluation of risk in financial markets following last week's drubbing. Asian shares traded higher early today as Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's comments quelled taper fears. In written remarks prepared for his testimony before the House Select Subcommittee released yesterday, Powell reiterated his view that a recent uptick in inflation would prove short-lived. Stocks, commodities, and Bitcoin took a hit last week while the dollar rallied on the Fed's unexpectedly hawkish tone on interest rates. Balani foresees a bounce to $40,000 in coming weeks. Singapore-based QCP Capital said it expects Bitcoin to continue trading in the range of $30,000 to $40,000. With retail now going short, the market will be primed for short squeezes, QCP Capital said in its Telegram channel on Monday. Historically, whenever retail starts going short like this, the market has tended to find it hard to perpetuate the downtrend. The firm pointed to the recent negative funding rate in perpetual futures listed on FTX, Deribit, and BitMEX as evidence of retailers' short bias. The funding rate is the cost of holding long, short positions. A negative print implies that many traders are bearish or holding short positions. Bitcoin bottomed out in the first quarter of 2019 with negative funding rates and rallied sharply in the following 3 months. Negative rates observed after the March 2020 crash and in third quarter 2020 also marked price bottoms. QCP's preferred trade remains a short strangle and option strategy aimed at benefiting from consolidation, impending drop in price volatility. It involves selling the same expiry call and put options at strikes equidistant from the spot market price. According to Amber Group, some investors have been selling puts below $30,000, a sign they are expecting the key support to hold. Selling options or strategies like short strangle are quite risky and better left to big firms and institutions with ample capital supply. Others are less sanguine, with Stack Funds saying the cryptocurrency could drop below $30,000. We are still witnessing moderate incoming flows from family office and high net worth individuals. However, the demand has slightly dampened since May, COO and co-founder of Stack Funds Matthew Dibb said. Given the recent price action, we expect that Bitcoin will likely break $30,000 in the short term, while still increasing in market cap dominance. Crypto finance services provider Amber Funds and OKEX Exchange also considered the slowdown in demand. There's no direct evidence showing people in China are buying the BTC dip. As shown in the Chi Next Tether, USDT, OTC index, the value hovered at 99 for the last few weeks in June, which shows a slight discount in trading USDT, Matthew Lamb, an analyst at crypto exchange OKEX, said. There is little evidence of dip demand. People are still sidelined, Amber Funds said in a Telegram chat. With the demand side weak, sellers may succeed in pushing the cryptocurrency down on the back of consistent negative regulatory news flow out of China. Dip said charts also appear bearish. The daily chart MACD histogram, an indicator used to gauge trend strength and trend changes, has fallen below zero, signaling an end to the consolidation and potential for a fresh sell-off. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.